Big weekend at Sonoma Raceway, the IndyCar finale of the season, and even longer, it sounds like. On the live line with us this morning is the general manager of Sonoma Raceway, the president, too. Steve Page is here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Should be a great weekend and perfect weather, really, at the Sonoma Raceway this weekend. Why the breakup with IndyCar?
Well, it's just a business decision. You know, we've been running IndyCars here for 14 years, had some wonderful races. We expect another incredible event this weekend, but it has been challenging for us to put on this event and not lose money. So we had been in ongoing conversations with IndyCar about what we needed in the way of a business arrangement where we could be reasonably confident we would not operate at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
We were not able to come to terms. So they went down to Monterey. The county government owns the track down in Monterey, and they were able to strike a deal that was not one we were willing to do. And so, as I said, it was a business decision.
I'm trying to figure out how you couldn't make money on an event at Sonoma Raceway. Just they all seem so well attended. Is the audience different in IndyCar?
Sure, yeah. I mean, each of our major events has a very distinct, different audience. And this event is, of the three big ones, our NASCAR, our NHRA event, and IndyCar, this is sort of runs a close third in terms of attendance, but it's a pretty diverse crowd from all over the Bay Area. We will have a lot of people here, but this is a very expensive event to put on, and we do have to write a check to the folks in Indianapolis in order to bring it here, and that's where the economics of it broke down.
Yeah,
but the most important thing is that we will be deciding the IndyCar Championship here this weekend. Glorious weather. Very cool cars to watch on this track, so lots of good reasons to come out.
Yeah, we talked a couple of days ago, Steve, to Scott Dixon, the points leader, going into this weekend's event, and he talked a lot about, you know, being here at Sonoma Raceway in years past and in this weekend, too, and just, you know, how much that his team loves coming to this area. And I would think that a lot of IndyCar drivers and teams and owners would love the same thing about it.
No question. I mean, who doesn't want to be in Sonoma in September? It's a beautiful place. The team sponsors have a lot of folks here and love to not only entertain here at the track but enjoy all the other things in the market. So it's been a good run. We've enjoyed the series for 14 years. It's going to be an exciting weekend. And you know, sorry to see it go, but it was. At the end of the day, I am reminded by the people I work for that we are a for-profit company.
Yeah.
We have to do things that make sense economically.
So it's a little more than jacking up the price of a glass of wine to get this done.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that there's a equilibrium there somewhere that we just haven't been able to find.
A lot of times, of course, deals can't be made in the moment, but they can be made in the future. Any idea about whether that might be true between Sonoma Raceway and IndyCar?
We never close doors. And you know, the irony is we have a wonderful relationship with all the folks in the management at IndyCar, but they've got their economics, we have our economics, and we just couldn't make the gears mesh to give it an automotive analogy.
Well, that's the bottom line for a lot of people, and I want to remind people that the IndyCar finale is this weekend at Sonoma Raceway. Practice runs today at 11 and 3, qualifying tomorrow at 3 p.m., and then the Grand Prix of Sonoma at 3:30 on Sunday. Steve, thanks very much for being with us this morning. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is Sonoma Raceway President and General Manager Steve Page.